This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the price of crude oil closing at $99.98 in New York today, the oil and gas industry is slowly coming to terms with the truths of its business model. Finding and burning fossil fuels doesn't really work all that well if what you want to do is reduce global warming. And some shareholders have been after companies to do something about that, which is how we come to this. ExxonMobil releasing a report come the end of this month that will lay out the effect that carbon emissions rules will have on its bottom line. Marketplace's David Weinberg has more.
Mark Brownstein is with the Environmental Defense Fund. He says the fact that Exxon is releasing this report is a sign that the company has evolved its thinking on climate change.
Many years ago, they were thought to be the champions of the Climate Denier Club. And now what you're seeing is that there's a certain maturity, I think, a realization that the challenge is real.
The report that Exxon will release lays out the costs that carbon regulation will have on the company's future projects. For example, Exxon wants to extract billions of barrels of crude from tar sands in Canada. But that's an energy-intensive process, so the margins on profit are already narrow. And emissions regulations could make that margin even narrower. Just how narrow is exactly the kind of information that shareholders want to know.
They owe it to their shareholders. They have to state their position and educate the politician and the public about the ramification of imposing this cost, if you will.
Fadel Gate is a senior oil analyst with Oppenheimer. He says this report is necessary if Exxon wants to be a part of the debate over how to regulate carbon emissions.
It is probably the biggest issue that the world will have to grapple with. And Exxon, because of its position as the largest energy company in the world, they have to have a voice in the debate.
Exxon is the first major oil company to release this information, which sends a message to other shareholder activists that they, too, have a voice in this debate. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.